Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Nebula Slaney 20, Pretoria, Rustenburg, and Tanin 22 degrees.
Okay, there's been a crash in Boysons, M1 southbound at Boysons, very heavy traffic. And Bedford View at Galooly's. You've got a state, no, at Von Buren Road. Stationary vehicle on the N3 southbound, plus N12 R24 westbound, queuing traffic towards the N3 south at Galooly's.
We start with the very latest from the first sitting of the National Assembly of the 7th Parliament. And the ANC's Toko Diziza and the EFF's Veronica Mente have been nominated as the new Speakers of Parliament. Both have accepted their nominations. Chief Justice Raymond Zondo explains the process that will now follow.
Since more than one candidate has been nominated, a secret ballot will take place in terms of item 6 of part A of schedule 3 of the Constitution. I therefore now suspend the proceedings to allow the returning officer to prepare ballot papers. We shall resume the proceedings when the bells are rung.
Reports suggest the ANC and DA have reached an agreement to form a government of national unity. The agreement was reportedly signed at the 11th hour after talks between both parties. It's understood the agreements will also include the Patriotic Alliance and the IFP. Closer to home, proceedings have concluded for the swearing-in of new members of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. Newcomers in the political space, bosses Ayandali Payne, Arise Mzanzi's Vuyiswa Ramakgopa, are among those in attendance.
I am Greg Panyaza Lisuthi, swear that I will be faithful to the Republic of South Africa and will obey, respect and uphold the Constitution and all other laws of the Republic. I solemnly promise to perform my functions as a member of the legislature of the province of Gauteng to the best of my ability. So help me God.
That's, of course, Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi. Now, Bopi Ramatupa has been elected as the new Premier of Limpopo after the ANC won the province with an overwhelming majority.
It is my singular honor and a rare privilege to assume this responsibility entrusted upon me by the African National Congress. I'm more than humbled by your faith and the confidence you have shown in me as the first democratically elected female premier of this great province.
And to Mpumalanga now, where Mandla Ndlovu has been elected as the province's premier. Ndlovu won the position unopposed.
I am committed to upholding and building upon the legacy that the previous premiers have left for us. We are continuing with the journey which was started by Premier Matthews Phosa up until Premier Refilwe. Premier, you have done your part.
And we end off with this. The police's National Counterfeit Goods Unit seized over 7,000 counterfeit items with an estimated value of 6.6 million rand at a counterfeit goods manufacturing plant in Johannesburg yesterday. Police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk says items imitating well-known brands, including shoes, clothes and handbags, were seized. She adds that this is the biggest counterfeit manufacturing bust in the past year. I'm Chanel September Mornings at 2.
I'll tell you what, this is getting real interesting. So we weren't expecting two names to be nominated for Speaker, right? And the two names that have been nominated, one is ANC and the other is EFF.
Yes.
So that's very interesting. So it looks like already the DA-ANC-IFP alliance, along with Patriotic Alliance and the NFP, is it? Looks like they've got common ground. But we will wait and see. Massively interesting day politically in our country. What, the 7th Democratic Parliament?
Yes, 7th Parliament.
Okay. Lucky number 7, asseblief toch, mana en dames. Further details, if you can't wait, head over to jacarandfm.com. Click on the news tab. 30 minutes of more music.